Fact check, Booker is wrong, voter suppression did not cause Stacey Abrams to lose Georgia election. By John Binder on November 20, 2019. During the fifth 2020 Democrat presidential primary debate, Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, claimed that failed Democrat candidate for Georgia Governor Stacey Abrams would have won her election if not for voter suppression. Last year, Abrams lost her bid for Georgia governor to Governor Brian Kemp. During Wednesday night's debate, Booker, along with Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, said Abrams' loss was due to a suppression of votes. Right here in this great state of Georgia, it was the voter suppression, particularly of African American communities, that prevented us from having a Governor Stacey Abrams right now. Emphasis added. Despite Booker's claim, two recent studies debunk this assertion. The United States Election Assistance Commission, for instance, most notably noted that Georgia voters are not, in fact, experiencing unprecedented voter suppression in state elections. The report revealed that Georgia has the highest automated voter registration and has higher absentee ballot acceptance rates today compared to previous elections. Between 2016 and 2018, more than 3.5 million voters in Georgia registered to vote or updated their voter information, the most voters in any state in the nation. In a Brennan Center for Justice study, Georgia was revealed to have a more than 93% increase in voter registrations. This is more recent voter registration than any other state. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.